The History of London Mithraeum. London was founded by the Romans nearly 2,000 years ago, just a few years after their conquest of Britain in AD 43. The building we're in now stands over one of London's lost rivers, the Walbrook, which marked the limits of the first Roman settlement. The early city was mostly built of timber and mud bricks, but by the middle of the 3rd century AD, the buildings were grander, made of stone, and the city had been encircled by a massive stone wall. Around this time, a Roman Londoner called Ulpius Silvanus, possibly an army veteran, built a temple to the god Mithras next to the river Walbrook. In use for several hundred years, the temple was abandoned by the early 5th century as the Roman army withdrew from Britain. It wasn't until Saxon migrants arrived from the continent in the 9th century that the old Roman town was reoccupied. Viking raids led the Saxon king Alfred to move the population back within the Roman walls. By the 12th century, following the conquest by the Norman king William, more substantial buildings were constructed on this site. Over the next 300 years, this area became ever more densely occupied with houses and businesses. World War II bombing destroyed much of the area, and in the aftermath, an archaeological excavation in 1954 revealed the remains of the Temple of Mithras. It is 7 metres below where we are now, at what was street level in the Roman period. When financial data company Bloomberg acquired the site in 2010 to build their European headquarters, they were fully aware of the responsibility of conserving and displaying this structure for the public, and took the opportunity to embrace tradition, innovation, and creativity in museum design. During Bloomberg's excavations, more than 14,000 individual items were recovered, 63,000 shards of Roman pottery, and 3 tons of animal bone, providing evidence of trade, food, and industry. The Romans had brought in domestic waste to infill the marshy banks of the Walbrook, making the land suitable for building. These layers of landfill contained many exceptional finds. The waterlogged nature of the Walbrook Valley provided excellent conditions for the preservation of material like wood and leather. Each object found, whether made, handled, treasured, worn, consumed, lost, or discarded by someone from Londinium over 1,800 years ago, tells a story.